Breitbart Business Digest, Inflation is a Bigger Threat Than Recession. By John Carney on January 22, 2024. The ever-looming, never-landing recession. The old joke asks, what is always coming and never arrives? The traditional answer is, tomorrow. Now we could also answer, the recession. The only major piece of economic data published on Monday was the Conference Board's leading economic index, LEI. This is a predictive measure that aims to anticipate turning points in the economy by several months. Although still in the territory that indicates a looming recession, the index's decline has moderated. In the first 6 months, it fell 4.3%, and in the second 3 months it fell by just 2.9%. In November, the LEI was down 0.5%. Economists had forecast a 0.3% decline for December. The numbers released Monday showed just a 0.1% decline. One way of reading this is that the odds of a recession are getting longer. A history of the missing recession. It has been pretty wild watching the Conference Board describe what the index has been communicating. The U.S. LEI declined for a fifth consecutive month in July, suggesting recession risks are rising in the near term. The Conference Board's Adam Inozio-Dirham said 18 months ago. Consumer pessimism and equity market volatility, as well as slowing labor markets, housing construction, and manufacturing new orders suggest that economic weakness will intensify and spread more broadly throughout the U.S. economy. The Conference Board projects the U.S. economy will not expand in the third quarter and could tip into a short but mild recession by the end of the year or early 2023. That didn't happen. In fact, the economy grew 3.2% in the third quarter and 2.6% in the fourth quarter of 2022. While the LEI continues to signal recession in the near term, indicators related to the labor market, including employment and personal income, remain robust so far. Nonetheless, the Conference Board still expects high inflation, rising interest rates, and contracting consumer spending to tip the U.S. economy into recession in 2023. The Conference Board said a year ago. That also did not happen. Instead, the economy grew at a 2% pace in the first quarter, 2.1% in the second quarter, and a sizzling 4.9% in the third quarter. 6 months ago, this was the Conference Board's assessment. The leading index continues to suggest that economic activity is likely to decelerate and descend into mild contraction in the months ahead. The Conference Board now forecasts a short and shallow recession in the Q4 2023 to Q1 2024 time span. This now seems highly unlikely. Wall Street is expecting that the government will report the economy grew at a 2% rate in the fourth quarter of last year. Economic data released last week suggest an even faster rate of growth. The Atlanta Fed's now estimate, the final estimate before the release of the official number, is for 2.4% growth. Here's the latest assessment, from the Conference Board's Justina Zabinska-LaMonica. The U.S. LEI fell slightly in December, continuing to signal underlying weakness in the U.S. economy. Despite the overall decline, 6 out of 10 leading indicators made positive contributions to the LEI in December. Nonetheless, these improvements were more than offset by weak conditions in manufacturing, the high interest rate environment, and low consumer confidence. As the magnitude of monthly declines has lessened, the LEI's 6-month and 12-month growth rates have turned upward but remain negative, continuing to signal the risk of recession ahead. Overall, we expect GDP growth to turn negative in Q2 and Q3 of 2024 but begin to recover late in the year. So, now the downturn has retreated until the middle of this year. Notice also that the Conference Board no longer necessarily expects a recession, just 2 quarters of negative growth. As we all learned in the beginning of 2022, 2 consecutive quarters of negative growth do not officially count as a recession, at least as long as there is a Democrat in the White House. Still, that is pretty terrible timing if you are an incumbent president. You do not want the economy slipping into a recession or even a non-recessionary 2-month contraction 6 months before the public is tasked with deciding whether to give you a second term. If we were Biden, however, we would not sweat the recession threat too much. A revival of inflationary pressures are the bigger threat. Rate cuts odds keep falling. The economic data last week has upended expectations that the Fed would begin cutting interest rates as soon as March. While the future market implied odds of a March cut rose as high as 85% as the new year dawned and were solidly above 75% a week ago, they fell below 50% on Friday. This morning the odds fell even further, crashing below 40%. Despite the lack of economic data over the weekend and nothing besides the lay on Monday morning, what appears to be happening is that the market is digesting the data suggesting the employment and consumer spending held up much better than expected at the end of the year, which raises the prospect that inflation could reignite and will likely make Fed officials hesitant to pull the trigger on rate cuts. In other words, the market is slowly coming around to the view that the immediate threat to the economy is sticky or rising inflation and not a recession.